what is Magical Dining Month?
Well, besides magical, it's a month-long event. It's sponsored by Visit Orlando, and they've gathered together a group of restaurants that have agreed to offer a special menu, Magical Dining Month menu, which is three courses, usually an appetizer or a salad, entree, dessert, for $30. It's always for a charity, so $1 for every meal that they sell, any of the restaurants sell, goes to a charity, which is a nice thing. This year, the charity is Edgewood Children's Ranch.
These restaurants that are involved, do they change every year? Are they in one area, or are they spread out?
They're spread out, and they do change every year, although there are some that they love Magical Dining Month. And why not? Because it's a great opportunity to get new people into your restaurant, people who may have been a little bit reluctant to try a restaurant. Some of these are really good deals. For example, there's one restaurant where all the entrees are $30 or more. So here you're getting an appetizer and a dessert plus the entree for just $30.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not real good at math, but I'm thinking that's pretty good. So here's what I do every year. I sit down, I go to the Magical Dining Month website, which I'll have a link to on my website, and they've got all the restaurants listed there. You click on the ones that you're interested in, and they have the menu that they're going to be offering. Usually there's a choice. You have two, maybe three in each category. And you say, oh, that sounds pretty good. But you don't stop there. You click on the link to the restaurant's website and look at their regular menu, because most of what they're offering is something that is from their regular menu. If they're smart, it's something that they really specialize in. It's something they want you to know about. And if it's a restaurant that puts their prices on their menu online, which I think every restaurant should, let's not get into that right now. But if they've put the prices there, you can do that comparison. Like I went into the one restaurant and found that their entrees were all over $30. So I'm thinking that's good. I've had it happen, though, where it's only about a $1 or $2 difference that I'm finding. Now, if it's a restaurant that you wanted to try anyway, go ahead and make that choice on whether you want to go, because, again, $1 is going to go to charity. So that's a nice thing.
You can find out if you're going to get a deal or not by doing that research.
Exactly.
That you said.
Yeah, yeah.
So what restaurants do you recommend for Magical Dining Month?
I've got a bunch of ones that I'm excited about going to. Restaurant critics love this month, too, because we get to go and check out a restaurant that, you know, we may not have been to for a while. And I've got a couple that I'm interested in. But I'm recommending that people look at Rocco's Italian Grill, Luma on Park, which is, you know, just a terrific restaurant, K Restaurant in College Park. When was the last time you were at Le Coq au Vin? You know, it's been around for a long, long time and people forget about it. Here's a chance to go back and try it out for a really good price. Charlie's Wildside, we talked about recently. It's a new restaurant. A lot of people haven't gone yet. Here's a chance. Go. Venetian Room is one of the ones that's a really expensive restaurant normally. So here's a chance to go for $30 a person. Come on. What's not to like?
Excellent.
Yeah. So, and there are a couple more that I'm looking at. I still have a lot of research to do, but I've got all month.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.